How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
I brought my agent to my show in the main room.
Oh yeah, how'd it go?
I bought my dick off. Farting in regular yoga class, fine. Farting in hot yoga is...
First of all, just want to touch on that. Not fine to fart in regular yoga class. Do you know how many shows I've done with people I didn't want to fucking see? I don't. A million?
All of my bridesmaids are wearing potato sacks. I don't give a fuck.
I wish I was worse when I drank so I'd stop.
Boy, the dicks I've sucked for literally nothing.
Ah, here we go again.
Welcome to Slut!
Oh yeah. Welcome back to Slobs. We're here.
We're here.
Hi.
Hello.
It's Monday again.
Hi, it's Monday. Welcome back to Slobs.
I really wanted to have something more fun to roll into there, but I kind of let you down.
I don't know what to say.
I mean, what can you say to the podcast that's about nothing? You know, it's another day.
Our podcast isn't about nothing.
It's about everything.
It's about your breakup. How are you doing?
Yeah, the whole thing about my breakup. Holding on by a thread, you know?
Atta girl.
But that's
it comes in waves.
The waves are very weird.
Yeah.
Like, okay, full transparency for everyone. We recorded two back to back. This is the second in a row. Yeah. And just, I went upstairs to pee and just had a wave of sadness.
Oh,
and I was in the bathroom like, pull it together.
Oh, that was you next to me. You should have said hi.
Yeah, I also farted. I'm sorry. I should have said excuse me.
You didn't laugh
I
at her fart?
I didn't know who was in there. No, I didn't laugh at her fart. I didn't know if she was my friend or not.
And I was going to be. And
I
was
going to. I always laugh at a fart.
You don't laugh at people's. You laugh at people's farts in public restrooms?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I will go to the airport. We're pivoting. Sorry. We'll come back.
No, we don't have to. Please, God, don't
need
come
to
back.
Be said, but I will go to the airport, put my noise canceling headphones on, and just take a shit. It's my routine.
Yeah.
That's, who cares if someone's laughing?
I don't give a fuck. I'm like, oh, is someone at the airport gonna think it's funny that I took a shit and tell all their friends and everyone?
No, TMZ is the worst case scenario.
Yeah, no, that's not gonna happen.
Never see them again. Who gives a fuck?
No. Be like, I put my headphones on when
TMZ
I shit at the airport.
Yeah.
Remember that girl we saw in Corden a couple weeks ago? I was at the airport.
She farted at the airport.
She ripped a new hole in the universe.
You have to shit and fart before you get on the plane.
Yeah. I laugh at my own farts, though. If I fart, sometimes it's like insane. Like, I had one the other night, I woke myself up and it was like, it was like a question. And I'm like, this is insane.
I have to tell you this story. So,
farting?
Middle of the night, I was like,
I silently farted during a nap with Dave and it smelled so bad that it woke him up.
Oh,
he woke up and he was looking for the smell.
He's like, what is that?
He woke up and he had his eyes were squinting and he was walking around the room with like his back hunched and then he was like, you made it smell bad.
He finally figured out it was you.
Looking for it because he thought something was wrong.
That's
I'm like,
so
did he have paced it back to my butt?
I wonder what his like last moment of a dream was before he woke up. That is like this like a nuclear power plant was leaking and he woke up and he's like, what is it? It feels too real.
That's
smell
so funny.
Waking
a
you
smell
up is wild.
Is bad. That's my biggest worry whenever I like start dating somebody. I'm like, which is few and far between. I have to be like, I have a farting problem. I fart all of the time.
That's not a problem.
No, but I fart like probably 40 times a day.
Wow. That's
And like, I'm shitting a lot too. All I do is shit and fart. Why am I alone?
Dave farts the funniest sounding farts. They're like, they're so small.
They are
the smallest sounding farts I've ever heard and they never smell like anything.
Fuck
and
him.
I silently
fart and it's the
and
most
try
disgusting
to sneak
thing.
One by and then I'll realize that I did it and I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, I don't know. I've always said like, oh, go to the bathroom if you're going to fart. But then really like being in a long-term relationship with someone that's not fucking practicing.
Who are you going to go to the bathroom
weird.
Every 5 minutes?
Yeah, I live, guess what? Bye. I live in the bathroom then.
I know women who are in long-term relationships who still don't fart in front of their like fiance.
No, that's psychotic.
No, you know what though? I would try to not fart in front of my partner, my now ex. A couple slipped out here and there, but I would just like try to, so I'm just going to go over
here. Yeah, yeah.
But I constantly wonder if I'm holding those in, and then at night it's just like ripping out.
Probably is.
Like all night.
Also, doesn't your stomach hurt when you hold them in? Mine gets really crampy.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll try to like sneak them past if I think I can, but I'm not just like, I'm not just like letting the big ones
oh, yeah.
go.
When your partner just doesn't care at all and they just go, and you're like, could there be a little bit of like tact here?
I feel like, okay, I will say, I think I'm, this started because I've talked about this before, my first boyfriend had no sense of smell. So I'd fart
she
all of the time.
Smell.
Well, then I'm going to fart around her all the time.
Oh,
also, Susan farts, and it's the funniest thing
that is ableist, okay? That's just, it's
ableist.
Rude.
Shut up.
It's rude.
That's like you gaping your asshole in front of your friend because they're blind and being like,
okay, that's absolutely not that.
They don't
gaping
know.
Your asshole
and then they're
in front
like,
of your
did
blind
someone
friend.
Fart? And you're like, yeah, someone farted. And it's just your whole asshole in their face.
No, that is absolutely not the same thing.
I know. I'm trying to make myself a
it's
dick.
It's exactly the same.
God.
As someone from the nose blind community, I am offended.
Calling it nose blindness is ableist.
I feel like you should smell Susan's then.
Visually impaired. It's
that's bad.
It's called
just nasally impaired.
It's nasally impaired.
Mm-hmm. No, nose visually
worse.
Impaired. Your nose
you
can't see,
you
motherfucker.
Can
what
smell.
Are you talking about?
It's
you can smell.
Look
there's
at
a word.
Me like
it starts
I'm
with an
ridiculous.
O, and I can't remember what it is now. Great, I've lost my brain. Ew, I'm
right,
slipping.
That's it. You're slipping. You're
well, your nose is your olfactory sense.
Yeah, it's called it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
See, nobody cares about the nose blind
nobody
community.
Does.
Yeah,
do you
yeah,
know
yeah.
How
no,
many,
that's
no.
true. Nobody
do you know
does
how many
care.
People like me have died from gas leaks?
Oh,
zero.
God.
Both know, from the butt and the stove.
Oh, speaking
like
of
one.
Gas leaks, I think my nose is a little too much because I was staying at my buddy Daniel Webb's house. I was watching his dog. This is like a year ago. Walking his house, I went, gas leak. I'm like, immediately, I call the gas company. I call him. I'm like, there's a gas leak. He's like, Steph, I've been there. There's no gas leak. Guy comes over. He's like, this has been leaking for weeks. And I'm like,
that's more about him than you.
I was like, you and
he's
the poor dog. And I'm like,
did he have,
he's, I'm
like, he, did he have COVID? Like, what did he smell?
No,
nothing.
I don't know. The guy came in and has like, I have to turn this off immediately. I'm like, yeah. The second I walked in, I went, that's gas. Like, I smell too much, though. I smell every bad breath
that
in the city.
Is enough.
Thank God for your nose. That, what a gift. You saved Daniel's life.
It does sound like any normal person would have smelled that.
I
based on
really
the guy's
thought.
Reaction,
yeah.
Which is
seems like it was
shit,
a very bad gas leak, and I'm worried about Daniel's nose now.
I had gas leak in my house too. Smelled it right away. They came in, shut it down. I like, but then I smell breath. I can right now list every male comedian with bad breath.
Do we
in
have
the
okay
city.
Breath?
Can you smell
yes,
my
you
breath?
I never.
From
I would
here?
Know.
Okay,
you would
tell.
I would,
me.
And I would know.
I would want you to tell me.
And I would tell you.
Okay,
and I'll tell you. I wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
If either of you had bad breath, I mean, as I'm sitting here sucking back coffee, my breath is probably a fucking
well, if
gaping
you catch
asshole
me,
right now. But
if you catch me with bad breath, I
you've
worry
never
my...
one time had bad breath.
Okay.
Neither of you have.
Okay, I'm very conscious of it. I work.
Yeah,
I work
and you
hard
floss.
Not, to.
I do. Not yeah. a lot of women do. They're all.
I brush my teeth.
Women...
I scrape my tongue. I use mouthwash and I
just
floss
got a tongue
and
scraper.
I chew gum frequently throughout the day. And if I'm home before a show, I'll do a second brush.
Yeah, this
wow.
is yeah,
you're...
which I think is where a lot of comedians. Let me tell you, slip up is they don't do the,
second,
the second brush
or
yeah.
any
or
flossing.
The tongue scraping or no flossing.
Just brush yeah. your teeth in the morning and be cool
no.
until
no.
like the next morning. Like, what are people doing?
Yeah. Well, and the
you
the...
must floss.
No, you yeah. must. I floss every day.
I floss every day.
Every single day I floss. You have to, especially yeah. like, especially
every
before...
day.
I have to put Invisalign
absolutely.
In. I can't have chunks in my Invisalign.
I heard someone say that they, a dentist say that they would rather you floss every day than brush every day, and that doesn't mean
oh,
that brushing
wow.
isn't incredibly important.
But that's
how just
wow.
how important flossing.
I want to just go on record and say that I said I know I just said the flossing every day. I'll do the. I have two, and this is the thing I know I just need to be better at. I have built-in retainers on the front, like four teeth on top and bottom, from after I got my teeth straightened.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to sew. I have to have like special floss.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I skip a day here and there. I'll do the rest of the teeth.
That does sound annoying, but that's all the more reason
yeah.
you need to
and
floss.
And there's
because that's
trapped.
More places for something to get trapped.
And you have yeah. good teeth.
You're right.
What are you
and
doing? You
they're all I have.
Pearly whites.
I
get
gotta
in there.
Hold on
they're
to
not
these.
All you have. You're absolutely gorgeous. But they're a good feature, and it pisses me off a little bit that you don't even floss. My teeth
yeah.
look like fucking dog shit, and I take incredible care
floss.
Of them.
I do floss. I just sometimes am tired, and I don't do these ones, which I know I should.
That's a problem.
All right. Well,
I could be
those
hammered. Last night, hammered floss.
Hmm?
Those are your money makers.
They are.
I know. And they're not really working. So maybe actually I'll have them fall out and then I can get cast as a witch.
Speaking of which, we're going to film a really funny video at her house.
Leave the witch roles to people who already have shitty teeth. Don't let your beautiful teeth fall out to be a witch.
Well, no one's casting me in a Colgate commercial. Colgate.
Why not? Have you applied for a Colgate commercial?
I have. I have emailed them pictures of my teeth every day. Can you
every
imagine?
Single day.
Hi, Crest. Just checking in again. I'm an influencer.
What's the craziest thing you've done, like messaging somebody like that? Like a weird thing you've done?
I tweeted at Sinbad that he should have me open for him.
That's so funny.
I think it was also a weird thing. I don't put myself out there like that.
I'm about to do something.
I'm trying to do better with brands.
The cringiest things that I've done have been just like messaging comedians who already lived here before I moved here to get on shows. But that's not cringy. It's
that's
just something where when people do it to me now, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, what? Yeah,
too,
no,
too many
no.
people ask me for stuff.
Yeah, like, I go comedybureau.com.
Yeah. If like a very close friend of mine asks me to help them get on shows, then I'll do it.
Yeah.
But like random people who open for me once, does that make me a shitty person?
No, I don't.
I just get a lot of stuff like that.
It's very
like,
overwhelming.
I'm trying to run my own shit.
It's also, guess what? Go find out yourself.
Welcome to
fucking
LA.
I have people
LA.
From Canada who message me like, hey, I'm coming to LA. All right, cool. I'm not giving you a single fucking contact.
Like, also, right.
I came here on my fucking own seven years ago. I lived on a couch for 2 months. Fuck you. Yeah. Figure it out. I would drive, I would bike to open mics, knock it on and cry the whole way home. Go figure it out. I'm not giving away my contacts. No, I'm annoyed.
Right.
I'll give contacts to close people who I know are really funny.
Sure.
But I'll just go, this is the contact.
And that's it. I'm not giving you...
Well, also, the thing that makes me feel shitty is that, like, I'm not doing shows anymore that a person could just come to town.
Oh, yeah. I feel the same.
Yes, yes.
I've been doing most of clubs.
So, having said no to those shows, it would be shitty of me then to put this person in a position where they're like, oh, Lara Bites said that I should do your show. What? Lara Bites didn't even do my fucking show when I asked you.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
And now she wants me to put up some fucking...
Yeah.
You know
bozo
what I mean? yeah so.
I've never heard of
but
yeah.
I can't think of a nice way to say like no so I just ignore
default it to the Comedy Bureau and I'm like
yeah I'm like,
and I'm very honest
I'll do
too.
That
I'll go
what, I'll do that yeah.
the comedy yeah, bureau.com yeah. and then I go you know I and especially since like post-pandemic and this is the thing I keep saying I'm gonna get better at I've kind of just been mostly doing club spots so I go I need to sit down and figure out who's who because I feel like I'm out of the loop.
Yeah.
I only do club spots or shows that pay very well that would not book these people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So it's like
I can't
also
help you.
Do the work.
Yeah.
So I have to tell you this. This is what I'm going to do. And maybe I need you to stop me from doing it. So I'm obsessed with this band, Death From Above, 1979. They're a Canadian rock duo. I slipped into the DMs a couple years ago. The drummer, Sebastian, who runs the account, he's been answering me. And it's his fault for answering me because he's got me worked up.
We'll go on record. Drummers, not good people.
He's married.
Fine
I'm pretty
people.
Sure he's married.
Bad lovers.
Here's the thing. I would love this man to just...
Fine lovers. Bad
this
boy.
Man can tear me apart and bury my innards in the ground and I would still want to text him. Here's the thing. So the first time I did Bill Burr's on the Ringers, I mentioned a band that I saw at the Telegram Ballroom and it was them. So I sent him the clip and I went, hey, I'm actually talking about you guys in the clip. And he liked it and said, very funny. And I went,
of course he did. That's fucking awesome for them.
That's so cool.
But I didn't say the band name, but I was like, it was about you, whatever.
Think
he didn't care.
You're some dork.
No, he does.
No, you're amazing.
I'm about to send him the Netflix clip. Is that crazy?
No, that's so cool. You have to.
But I'm like, it's not. I don't know. So I already asked.
Steph,
I DM'd
fuck
them.
This drummer and marry him.
He has a wife, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, but
I do they need him. A unicorn? Be their like third thing.
I asked if they wanted
me
to
do
a
that.
Be their
comedy
third.
Video.
Don't be people's third.
Why not?
Because
no
it comes
commitment.
From a place of a lack of self-worth for you. Not for everybody. For you, it comes from a place of not feeling like you're enough to get more than that. You're not someone's third. You're someone's second.
Oh.
I want to be someone's first. Yeah.
Second of two people having sex.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I can see where I lost you on that.
I'm just
going to
take
love.
Have you had a threesome? Either of you?
Fuck no. I'd rather die.
I've had multiple people.
I can
people
barely get
a...
myself through a twosome with my fucking head up. You shitting me? Let's add a person. Let's add more genitals to this situation.
With two guys.
Barely managed.
I've had an almost.
What? Really?
All right.
Two guys.
Yeah, I took a little trip to Paris. It's called the Eiffel Tower. Get with the program.
Wait,
so it was Andy and a different dude?
Oh, it was not Andy. My God, no.
You've gone to Paris with multiple dudes?
No, I was.
You went to Paris by yourself.
Called the Eiffel Tower.
I thought only gay men did that. I didn't know.
Go to Paris.
I thought it was a gay man thing.
You went to a bar called the Eiffel Tower?
You went to a gay bar called the Eiffel Tower
and fucked two dudes?
I'll tell you what the Eiffel Tower is. I can't believe you don't know.
Eiffel
Tower is when there's a person in the middle, and I guess dudes do it. Because you said
I thought it was a gay. Yeah.
No, it's anyone do it. So there's a guy fucking you from behind, and you're sucking the other guy's dick, and then in theory they high five over you. It looks like the Eiffel Tower.
That sounds.
They didn't high five.
Like more work than just getting fucked from behind.
Yeah, but if you like sucking dick, which I do, it's a problem. I probably speaks to self-worth issues. Who knows? But while it's you're getting pleasing. Fucked, yeah.
But hey, see, the-
you ever crush in front of a crowd of 300 people? You know what it's like to make two guys come at the same time? It's amazing.
You made two guys come at the same time?
Just Kegel.
Stop singing. You made two guys come at the same time?
Yeah. And they squirted over me like the fountains of the Bellagio.
They did not.
Yeah, yeah,
did they
and then
really?
The music played and the lights came on. Yeah.
Well, like when Ariel comes up.
Yeah.
And then they're like, could you not do the singing?
That's- yeah, why is it? Why was it queued up?
I feel
ready
like
to go.
If I did all of that, I would cry at the end. I feel like it would bring up emotions and I would still ruin it.
I think of that moment and I don't, I doubt I'll ever do it again. And I don't know if I'll ever, like, but.
That's a once in a lifetime sort of situation
maybe.
You just described.
I felt very sexually empowered in that moment.
Oh, yeah.
Because here's how it happened.
I love this for you.
I want it.
I think that this should happen for you.
I'd love it.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't, by the way, two guys being like, you got to fuck both of us. It was two guys who were very clearly having this like alpha male trying to out hit on me, which let me say that doesn't happen that often. It's not two guys being like, notice me more.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of like, ha ha. But it's clearly like,
all right.
It's okay. They're both hitting on me. And I literally was like, all right, are we going to do the Eiffel Tower or what, guys? Cause like,
wow.
I want to fuck.
Wow.
And I'm not, I don't. And they were like, what? And I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's fuck. And
I'm wet.
It was, where did that girl go?
I'm so impressed.
She's coming back.
She's in you.
Oh, she's coming back.
She's in me. There's a lot of things in me swimming around. And then I've had almost like three. I had an almost threesome with one of my sorority sisters and this guy, but I just fell asleep on the floor.
That's...
They were like in the bed. And we're like, yeah, we're going to fuck you. And I was like, I'm going to lay down. And I just laid on the floor.
Good night.
Well, they fucked.
The closest I've come is I talked to a friend of mine about fucking him and his wife, but I really didn't want to, so I never did.
Okay, well then there you go.
I get propositioned a decent amount by couples.
Oh, by couples,
I was drunk. I would talk about it while drunk, but I really didn't want to.
That would have been awkward if you knew the friend and the wife. Like, it has to be a stranger.
Yeah,
wife.
Strangers.
I liked both of them, but it didn't translate into a sexual.
No.
I had an almost fivesome situation, and then it just sort of dissipated. It was college. Everyone's just like making out into me like fucking one dude. But then
the
I kept fucking that guy for
having sex with
couple
a woman
weeks.
Repulsive
with
to me.
It's sex with multiple what?
The idea of having sex with a woman is repulsive to me.
Oh.
And the idea of having sex with two men sounds just exhausting. Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, it's the energy is the problem.
Yeah.
I did.
I'm not repulsed by women.
No, I've
not, I'm definitely bisexual. I'm
repulsed
by the idea of having
but
sex
I've
with
never
women.
Gone further than being like, nice honkers. I've never done that.
I know. I did it. My first threesome was out here in LA. I was here doing this crazy pilot for a week and I fucked a guy and a girl in our hotel room. And it was, I think I initiated it. And halfway through, she cried saying that she has a boyfriend. And I was like, well, I don't. So I'm going to keep fucking him.
Excuse me.
Wow.
Yeah. And I have another time.
She just stood there crying the whole time.
She's like, you can keep going.
Dick.
So I just kept fingering her. I'm like, all right, I'll just keep fingering you, fucking you. Here we go. And then another guy, this story you'll love, I met a guy at the Rainbow Room, an Australian guy off Bumble when I first moved out here.
Ooh.
And I got there and his friend's there. And I go, oh, I didn't know we were all hanging out as a group. I thought this was a date. He's like, oh, no, my buddy's, he's going to come by. He's kind of going through his breakup. And I'm like, huh, okay. We end up getting so fucked up. I'm doing cocaine at Saddle Ranch. And I went back to their Airbnb, fucked one guy. And then after I fucked him, I went to go pee. And his friend was like, I guess the Airbnb didn't have a lot of doors, so he could hear us fucking. And he goes, and he was jerking off. And he's like, just sit on my face. And I went, all right. And then I just squatted on this man's face.
Oh, you're a goddess. See, this is
no,
like-
no, and then, no. Then I went back to bed. I snuggled with the other guy.
Snuggled with the other guy.
Went back to the other guy. Went left the next morning, went to go show my friends how hot the guy was on my phone, blocked me. Unmatched me and blocked me on Instagram.
You sat under
the other guy.
The other guy
fucked.
Oh, well, that's because you sat on his friend's face after he fucked him.
Yeah, probably.
Or he was always going to do that.
Yeah, I think he's always going
to
do that. He was the hottest man in the entire world. Literally the hottest guy I've ever fucked in my life. Australian, long blonde hair, fucking six pack. And now I'm like, no one believes me. I'm like, I can prove it. He was the hottest guy I ever fucked.
I believe you. This is oh yeah, I know. You're like, I don't even have the photos.
They're like, oh really? And then they just picture me literally with a gargoyle. It's like some man that's just living in a puddle.
Like, that's a cardboard cutout of Thor.
Yeah.
Seth. I'm like, that's not a man.
Know how it is going. But then I was just moved here, so I didn't have a phone yet. I was completely lost. I had to walk for like 2.5 hours. I just kept looking for the observatory and just walking north because I had no money and I had no phone. And I was like, all right. And then I walked and had blisters for weeks.
Oh,
anyways.
God. Well, at least that's all you had for weeks. My God. I mean,
I can't believe the on the Netflix thing. I joke with I had chlamydia. I've never actually had chlamydia. Oh. I've only had HPV.
I was gonna go, oh, you had chlamydia.
I've literally only had HPV bad, but that was it.
Bad.
It was really
it turned into cancer. It was bad. Oh, yeah. It was bad. Bad. Oh yeah, they get in there and the whole thing. Yeah,
they blast you with ice crystals and shit.
Yeah, they had to go in, needle in, burn the fucking cells off. You smell your own burning flesh.
So
nightmare.
Many stories friends that...
Oh yeah, Matt, no tell. But I was like, huh, shocking that I haven't got more. I should have. I've been gross.
You've been
Gardasil
lucky.
Injection. Yeah. I was like one of the first people to get that. I got it when it was like new.
Oh fuck! When you were like young, how old are you?
How old am I?
No, how old were you when you got it?
I don't remember.
I gotta tell you, I got the Gardasil injection.
I was like the oldest end of people who can get it.
Oh okay.
I got it, and gotta tell you, the first time this thing showed up. Couple months after that, so I don't know,
really?
Gardasil.
Huh?
Maybe you gave me
the cyst.
Yeah, rheumatoid arthritis.
Well, that's anecdotal, definitely.
Yeah,
so
yeah. No, don't take vaccines for me stuff. Out of context.
No, I never took it. I never took it, but I haven't gotten. There's other strains. I've never gotten another strain yet.
Still,
not yet.
Oh, I think you can still get it.
Oh, you can. There's a million strains.
That's the thing is, they go like it covers 9 strains. How many are there? 300.
Yeah, literally. No.
And how many affect men? Maybe 1.
But it keeps you from getting the strain that causes cancer, right?
I think that was the main thing,
No, there's more than one strain that causes cancer, but it does.
Does it keep
protect you
from
some
nine
of the cancer
that
strains?
Cause cancer? Oh.
And some cancer strains and some genital wart strains.
You know what the problem is? I think it comes down to American healthcare because I got my PAP and then the girl was like, okay, you can come back in 4 years. I go, 4 years?
Yeah, no, they started doing that. That didn't used to be a thing.
I go,
it used to be every year.
Every year.
Because that's how I found out I had fucking HPV. I had an irregular PAP.
Yeah,
I was like, what the hell is this?
And now that they just think
4 years?
Better to let you die. Yeah.
It's absurd.
Yeah, also, you will die. If you get a PAP and then 2 months later you got HPV and weren't going for 4 more years, and you got like the heavy cancer causing HPV, you're fucked.
And you don't know. So I had both. I had the outside warts and then I had the inside cells.
Yeah.
Obviously, I saw the wart. I'm like, what's that? And they're like, that's a wart. I'm like, kill me now. And then after the warts went away, whatever, then they did the, oh, now you have cancer inside. I'm like, what do you mean? So what's going on in there? So like you can have the inside and not even fucking know you have anything inside.
Yeah,
you feel the inside.
Feel anything.
You have to have a PAP. Women, fuck the 4 year thing. Every woman needs to go once
insist.
A fucking year.
And
you
by the way, they
to.
Will take you if you insist.
You
I don't
have
know if HMOs
go.
Or like whatever, if it's like, they're not going to, what the prices would be, but like, I insist. I go like,
I
no,
I'll cover
it
because
you have to.
I have an HMO and I ask for stuff and they give it to me and they cover it.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Also,
but,
you have a like,
but
yeah.
you have to. I've heard
you
that
have
the,
to be proactive.
I've heard that the thing that you have to do is ask for something, and then if the doctor says no, say I want you to document me asking for this and you saying no, and then they'll be like, okay, well we'll give you the thing.
Oh, okay.
Because
like,
if you get cancer, you can sue their fucking
sue
nuts
the
off
shit
for
off.
Refusing to
oh,
let
yeah.
you be tested for it.
Yeah.
Huh.
How are you now? You good? How long?
Oh
ago
yeah,
was
no, this
it?
Was 10 years. I'm 10 years clean.
Yeah.
Great.
I know.
You know what's interesting is that there's not a cure, but that your body can clear it out.
Well,
here's
the thing. They do say there are things. So when I got it, I was fucking bad. I was bawling my eyes out. I didn't whatever. Anyways, I think I've told this story a million times on the podcast. Long story short, I took this cream that's a cream for skin cancer, and it had the reverse effect. So my pussy blew up and I had like third degree open wounds. They thought I had herpes on top of warts. 3 doctors came in and went, what? And I was like, it was a fucking, I couldn't sit on my bike. I couldn't work. It was fucked for months. It was
your
insane.
Your fucking skin.
No, my skin's fucked. My pussy went, it bleached. It went bleached because it bleached my skin.
What
so
did
I had like
you
a white,
on
I had
your
like
asshole?
A, I had a Michael Jackson pussy for like, literally for like.
Do you have any more of that? I want to put it yeah. right in my
No,
hole.
It was. They,
then what happened?
So I went back to the doctor and they're like, we have to get you off this cream immediately. They discontinued it at my doctor's office. Like, we will never ever. They were so apologetic. They're like, we are so sorry. I went online and looked all the reviews. My skin is burnt. I have open wounds. Like, fucked. They should not have given this skin cream to me.
So basically, it was supposed to like probably burn off the warts.
But guess what? It burned whatever it is. It burned it out of me. So it fucking got rid of the HPV, and it said if you start working out a lot. So I immediately started training for a half marathon, and I was running like 19K three times a week. I was crazy. I was like, I want it out of me. Diet. And I was like, I'm not fucking having this in my body. HPV is leaving right fucking now. So I did all this crazy shit and it's gone. I haven't had it since. But was it worth it? Was it worth what I went through? No.
No.
It was like, picture them thinking I had herpes on top of warts. That's how bad. So like, it brought more warts out. So at first when I went in, I had one wart. One. And I was like, what's that? Like, that's a wart. Do you want to burn it off? Do you want the cream? I'm like, I want the cream. And then I went back and they're like, oh, that's a, it was like, it was disgusting. It was like cauliflower. It was fucking fuck. Oh. I had a boyfriend at the time too. Like it was, we had to buy a vibrator because I'm like, he can't touch me. I can't touch him. Like it was disgusting. It was a year of my life of hell. And then finally, all the warts, everything finally healed. And then I go in for a checkup and they're like, and now we must remove it. It's cancerous now. And I'm like, what? Like I was like, it was insane. I was
when
like,
it can happen how so quickly even, that like.
It happened quickly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It happened all within like a year. But I kept going in like.
And you had a boyfriend at this time?
Mm-hmm. Like 3 years in total. I think the whole
had
thing
lasted. Had
you
ever had sex with anyone else?
He was my third person I had sex with. So that's the thing. And I'm a raging whore now, but I'm like, I think I got it from him, the guy that.
I got chlamydia from my first boyfriend, from the first person
I had sex
with. I
knew a girl who got genital warts from the first person she ever had sex with.
It's wild. This is the third guy I had sex with. And I'm like, and he had no symptoms. So I'm not blaming him. He didn't fucking know he got it.
But that's the fucked up thing is like a guy can just, it's like they could have, they're walking around carrying cancer in their dick.
Yep.
And
they
have
are.
No idea.
No idea. Unless they get an outbreak. They have no fucking clue.
They have no clue.
They'll never know. There's no test. I think there is a way of testing now on men. There is like a blood thing or something.
But
there is a way.
But they have to go do the test.
Yeah, and they're not going to do that.
Why would they if they don't have symptoms? Because they don't think about it. And then men will have symptoms and not go to the doctor.
Also, men don't care. Like I would right after I had this, I was like, okay, I have to tell every man now I have HPV.
And like, okay.
Literally, the first guy I told him, like, we're about to have sex, and I go, oh, I need a condom. And he's like, I don't have any. I go, well, I have HPV. And he's like, what's that? And I was like, okay. And then it went into detail, and he's like, okay, so what's the worst that will happen to me? I'm like, you can get a wart in your dick. And he went,
you'll give
all right.
women cancer.
And we fucked. No one cared. I told like five men afterwards. And they were like, okay. I'm like, all right. Like, also, the worst part about fucking HPV is condom, no condom. It does not matter. It's around the base
of
the balls.
It lives in the sheets.
It lives. It's like around. And this is so fucked. It's all the way down to your boxer shorts area now is how bad
can
it is.
Like,
that's what my doctor in Canada told me. She's like,
wait, there could
that.
Just be like cells that you don't even see?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So even if you're riding your boyfriend, you have underwear on, and he has fucking boxers on, you can still get it.
So
we've
get guard
been talking about HPV for a half an hour.
Well, this is slobs. What do you want from us?
Let's move on. I also talk about HPV all the time.
I just feel
like
I'm the voice of how much time has passed. I feel like I've adopted that role in the group of being like,
let's go on to something later.
In a half an hour.
Well, also, I like talking about this because
it's
very important and you should fucking know. But I'm saying you have to get tested once a year. I don't give a fuck if you have a clean pap. It can be irregular. You must go back. Fuck the system. Go back and be like, I'm getting my fucking pussy scrapped around.
You could have a clean pap and like the cells just haven't changed yet. But they're in the process.
Yes.
So that it doesn't get picked up.
Yeah.
Like you always have to go, and this is making me actually realize I am overdue for one. So thank God we had this conversation. But to go back to like the lighthearted part of like, oh my God, it's a miracle. Nothing else worse, whatever. I'm just thinking about like those threesomes and those things, and it's like there's a big part of me who I think I could see myself being someone who just for life is just someone who's like, yeah, just go out and and doesn't settle down. And I don't know if that's just the breakup talking.
It's the breakup talking. That's you're saying this. Talking. You're gonna. I guarantee you by the end of the summer you're gonna meet somebody.
Up until
I guarantee.
How do you know me so well, even though you haven't known me that long?
Fucked up your relationship. You were happily in a monogamous relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until he started acting out. Outside of your relationship.
Yeah.
You are happily in a monogamous relationship. Mm-hmm.
And you weren't thinking of any of this.
Which means you are capable of being happily in a monogamous relationship for years, for almost 3 years.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that I need to be in a monogamous relationship.
No, you don't need shit.
Happy.
No, absolutely not.
And there is a part of me that sometimes wonders, is my tendency to lean toward that more comes from like the trauma of wanting someone and like self... is some type of like self-worth because I'm being accepted by someone and also social norms.
Yeah, and also the fact that, you know,
like, is
I
like checking
get the thing,
box
like,
of being like, I have a boyfriend and I have my career is going well. I'm doing
it
all.
I think so,
like,
though,
why is that
because
all?
You just were happy. And I think that people who are polyamorous, which is another option, are okay with...
I don't want that.
No, I don't want that.
Okay. I don't want to be in multiple committed relationships.
No, I'm saying that's a lot.
In my mind, I'm like, I don't do relationships. But maybe that's just who I wish I could be because it'd be easier. I think there's just like a psychological thing of like, imagine if you could somehow make yourself not want it. you know?
And I don't know how to do that because I'm trying to do that right now.
Yeah, to just
I'm really trying to be like,
I
you
don't
know
have
what?
Time.
I also don't have time. I also don't need it.
Like, but there's always the part of you that's like,
but then I see friends who have babies and I see like, you know, my friends going with couples and dates and like stories of their boyfriend traveling. And I'm like,
I'll be the baby.
I've never traveled with anybody. I'm wildly low, you know, stuff like that. But I'm like, then there are nights where I'm having like crazy threesomes or like sitting on some guy's face. I'm like, well, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
But then I was like, well,
you sat on Thor's face. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. We don't know. We'll never know. She was blocked. It could have been Thor.
He was hot. He was very blocked. He's like, I don't want, he's going to watch me on Netflix.
I really like being in a relationship, but it is work and you do give stuff up, you know?
Yeah. And I just wonder sometimes, I'm like, is that energy that I put into that or would put into that actually better spent somewhere else?
For now, for sure.
Oh, for yeah. For now, of course. Yeah.
This is hot girl summer for you. You're about to get your labia removed from someone's mouth. You're getting it sucked off. All your holes are going to be bone dry by the end of the summer.
I'm not touching anyone until at least 4th of July.
No, you don't have to be touched. You that can lie there and they can come in and touch you. Yeah.
That is very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, that's a month.
Okay, actually. Like
2 weeks. Dude.
No, you know what? It's too close.
It's tomorrow.
I'm going to go solo, me, lean in. Like, this is what I want to do. So we'll see how much I hold in up of this. But like over the top, corny, like eat, pray, love level of self-love until my birthday.
Do you want to hear something
just to like
so annoying and gross?
Really build those habits that I haven't let myself build.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I lean in for, I want to hear it. I just want to finish my thought.
Yeah.
If I lean in for a couple weeks and just like obsessively do it,
mm-hmm.
then it will become a thing where I don't have to go, I have to make time, I have to be better about this, where I'll just wake up and I'll have my green smoothie and I'll go for my hike.
Yeah.
And I won't go, I have to find time for the hike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I want to just overcompensate for a little while to build the like, because I do have a tendency to like get codependent and go, what do you like? What's good for you in a relationship? So having that like, no, these are the things I definitely do.
Yeah.
I do them all the time. Like establish for myself that I don't like draw a line on.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And you should.
You tell me what you were going to say.
I have a prediction.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Uh-oh.
And maybe I'll be right and maybe I'll be wrong. But I predict that you will be ready to hook up with another guy before you find another guy you want to hook up with.
Oh, I mean, for sure. I've had flare-ups of thoughts of horniness.
Yeah.
I'm definitely like, yeah. No, I've been
We're
like,
friends.
Hey, what about this guy?
Yeah.
And then, but that's what I realized is like, I think I need to take, like force myself to have more time because I've had thoughts like, hey, I'd fuck that guy. And then like on a second, like a few days later or like a little while later, like re-examining, I go, no,
that's
I was just trying to fill a hole.
That's what the annoying thing is yeah. Even if you just want to hook up, you have to find someone who's good enough to hook up with.
That's the other thing too, is like, I don't want, if I'm going to hook up, I want it to be like, fun. I want, it's like,
yeah, you don't want it to make you fucking feel bad about yourself.
I don't
want to
have some like sad boy can't fuck. I'm almost like,
No. You cannot have a not working penis. And I'll tell you right now, good luck trying to find one that works out there right now. I hate to be the bearer of the news of the world, but guess what? A lot of them don't work anymore. They've stopped.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how is it?
You
age?
Need to put.
Is it that they're taking those hair loss?
It's
pills?
Everything. It's heroin.
Heroin
addicts.
And hair loss.
It's hair. It's hair
That's
loss.
That's a podcast.
I don't know what it is. It's everybody. It's every age. They don't work. Tony, does your penis work? Ben, fuck Tony.
25 years old.
Gibbon. Let's bring in his ex-girlfriends to corroborate.
Yeah.
Current girlfriend. That's a game show. Does his
Let's
dick
Let's bring
does
them
this
in.
This man says his dick works fine.
Kelly up first.
You know what I think it is? I think you're right, but I think my maybe rule for myself is like, unless someone who I find very attractive is like aggressively pursuing me, I'm not, I'm like, I'm not making moves.
How aggressive?
Not aggressive sounds aggressive.
Yeah, it does.
But is really showing up and being like, I'm really into this.
I just wanted
really
to make sure it wasn't
this.
Like 50s grandpa level of aggressive. Where
a lot
like,
of people
asked her out again and again and again.
And, like,
and finally she gave up.
Yeah, but
like,
you know
that's
what?
Not romantic.
Grandpa never left grandma. He stayed by her
he
side.
He just hit her a shitload, but she couldn't own property or make her own money. So
I'm
she
not
stayed. Isn't that
property.
Romantic? They held hands until the grave finally freed her.
Yeah. I have an opposite opinion here. I think you should go fucking ham.
I should
this
pursue.
Summer.
I should go. I just think
you should fuck. Just fuck. You need to get some fucks out of the way.
Yeah.
And guess what? There's going to be a lot of bad ones. So I just think you should.
You think I need to just like get them out of the way?
Yes. I think you should get on.
I think it'll
on.
Make you miss Andy. I think it'll make you sad.
If it's a sad fuck.
Yeah. Oh, it's going
to
be bad.
I think
there's,
my first there's one needs to be.
I had a sad fuck after a breakup, bald on his kitchen floor. This was years and years ago, and I was shit-faced. But I still bald on his kitchen floor. It was
oh, you
very
bald.
Depressing.
Oh, try having him
he
bald.
He stepped over me and said, Jesus Christ, and went to the bathroom. This was someone
well,
I like knew for years.
Very
what a dick.
Rude.
Yeah, he was an asshole.
I
he was an
yeah.
asshole, which was why I was crying about having fucked him. I was like, mm-hmm. I can't believe I just fucked mm-hmm. that.
Good or bad, I needed to be someone who can pick me up. I can't fuck a...
Physically or emotionally?
Yeah, no. Yeah. No,
well,
not...
Here's the thing.
Trust me, there's not... The strongest man in the world cannot pick me up emotionally.
You need to leave Los Angeles because every man here is 4'1" and
yeah,
they don't have a penis.
Let's go
so,
where cowboys are.
Sorry.
Let's go to Montana. Let's
ooh,
go
let's go to Montana.
Yeah, and just fuck some...
Yeah, let's go to Montana.
Let's...
I think that your vision of a Montana man might be better than the reality
there's
of a Montana
like three
man.
Hot guys in Alaska. We
as
could go there.
As someone who has had Tinder on in rural areas,
okay.
The men are more spread out. There is mathematically less to choose from. That's not to say anything hateful to any of our
I didn't say he had to have a nice face.
But...
I said he had to be able to pick me up and fuck
mm-hmm,
me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And have a working penis. These are a lot. You're asking almost too much.
Do your political views have to match your political
absolutely
views?
Not.
Also,
fuck me like you hate liberals.
Fuck me like
well,
a redneck.
Then you're good then, because
oh,
there's
yeah,
a lot.
No, I don't have to spend time with you. Hate what I believe in.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, but don't hate women.
Well,
don't get abused. Well, you do.
Hate
them enough.
Do you want to get picked up and fucked?
Yeah.
Do you want them to respect
yeah.
women?
Hate them enough to make me come. Yeah, that's the thing.
You ain't gonna get both. Sorry.
Yeah, no. Men who like
sorry.
Deep
do you
in
want
their
someone
core.
Someone who's read Emily Dickinson or someone who can pick you up.
Yeah, no, it's
the kind of man who would be emotionally soothing that just loves women.
Can we see if I can pick you up? I feel like I could pick you up.
You can definitely pick her up.
I don't. Okay, we're gonna see.
I'll talk about it. I'll explain it.
Least gay way for me.
I mean, not the under the shoulders. No,
I'm
no, no.
Very bulky.
Okay, like that. That's a weird way. I figured you'd go around the waist. You went like above the breast. It was a very strange way.
That's
like
how I would want a guy to pick
up. Yeah,
what
yeah,
if a
yeah.
Man
yeah.
fucked me like that.
Yeah,
got
yeah.
me under
insane.
The breast.
Does a guy pick a lady?
Well, I mean, this way.
Yeah, forward way.
Okay.
And then it's this.
Yeah, it's this. Oh yeah, there we go. Oh yeah, oh yeah, that's good. This is kind of hot. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want my dead weight?
If you, man, yeah, this would be perfect. You guys would fuck perfectly. Look at this.
I feel like I could.
This is very cute.
Car right now.
Aw, carry to her car. What a sweet thing.
That is very reassuring
watched.
Because eventually
that was the easiest thing I've ever done.
Yeah,
my back
you
doesn't
didn't even strain.
Huh. Tomorrow, she's like, I can't get up.
She's incredibly light. I feel like you should pick her up right now.
We could all just pick. Listen.
I think I can pick both.
We
got
to practice picking me up because eventually I will be relying on you guys to carry me out to stage from my chair that I refuse to wheel out in.
Oh,
Tony, make a mark. That's the clip for this week.
No. I think we'll just get like a slip and slide and just oil you up and just push you out.
Good evening.
Walking you up. And here she comes. This is wet.
Get her some
I would love
of,
that.
I'm picturing a bedazzled electric scooter for you that also has like army tank things around the thing.
Oh, that's
where you
fun.
Can tank up a couple stairs.
Oh, yeah,
we're
yeah,
get you
yeah.
fixed up with something cool. That's where the GoFundMe was.
Oh,
going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to just get up like a whole set of stairs.
We'll get you some good pills.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah,
get you
yeah,
a bidet.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to rhinestones on it. I have a whole mm-hmm. vision. We're going to get you
great.
Set up just fine.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
Country music's
going to
play.
Get you, I'll tell you what we're going to get you is a big pair of sunglasses. It's going to be a whole look.
I'm going to be a, they're going to be like, she's so Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Here she comes again.
We're going to get you, do you know what we're going to get you? There we're going to get you a little Stephen goes. Hawking voice box to talk for mm-hmm. you. And it's going to be so fucking funny because you're going to do your opener with that. And then you're just going to talk.
And I'm like,
I'm just fucking
you know
around
what?
With you guys.
This is
that
great.
Is
I do
a
need
deep...
the chair, but I don't need that box.
Can I tell you guys a deep, like, worst case scenario fear of mine is that there are joints around your vocal cords. And if those collapse, I'm fucked.
Well, that doesn't need to be here because
anyway,
well,
I'm going to be taken care of.
I don't want to tell you something. This is going to make it go very dark, and I'm so sorry. Lou Gehrig's disease. There was a comedian in Toronto, and she got it in her throat, and it's a nightmare. And
but
she
that's
could
not what
talk.
She has.
No, you don't have that. But I'm just saying that that is a possibility, and I hate to put that in your head, but.
It, I think yeah, there are things that can make it so that people can't talk.
Yeah.
But you
don't have them.
No, you don't, have them. No, you're just going to be covered in cysts.
I'm going to be covered in cysts.
Yes,
I am going to have gross hands.
No, she has arthritis. She's not going to be covered in cysts.
Well,
if
I mean,
if the lining here, it's.
But Tony has that. He doesn't
also
have
like
arthritis.
Rheumatoid nodules become a thing, and they're like they come out
See?
Here.
She's
My hands
be
are going to turn into this. Maybe not.
If you
I don't
a
think so.
Throat,
maybe
there are things on an iPad you can press the button and it'll be like pizza, and you can. It's fine.
Oh yeah, thank God. I'll have all my needs met.
It also
you'll be
has words and stuff.
Comic.
You can type shit out and then press play.
Can
and
you
it'll
imagine
say stuff.
My opening act?
The future of prop comedy.
Pizza, and the crowd's like pizza lady.
Yeah.
I'm
not saying
that's the only thing it says. Do you think I'm saying that's the only thing it says?
It is for me. What else do I need? Pizza. Wipe my ass.
If you want. Order it if you want
to
order a hot dog at Costco, are you going
to
want a voice thing that only says pizza?
No,
didn't think so. And do you
I feel like
the
you
hot
really
dogs
nailed
at Costco?
Me. You also are going to need it to say hot dog.
Yeah, she also
what
did want a hot
Costco
dog.
Costco foods.
We went to Costco the other day. You wanted
pizza,
the hot dog.
Hot dog.
Chicken bake. Oh, she's mixing it up.
Oh.
Smoothie. She can't eat whole foods anymore.
I worked with young adults and many of them were nonverbal and we went to Costco and they ordered food by themselves.
That's
and you
beautiful.
Will too, little buddy.
Oh, look at this. Oh, I can't wait for you to
thank you.
Grow up.
Grow 40. It could
not. None of this is going
to
happen.
You can't wait for her to be ravaged by her disease.
It's not going to happen.
Looking
what,
forward to right
it's
now.
It's not making fun of it.
It's very mild.
I don't think it's going to happen.
It's moving very slowly.
Yeah,
so
I think you're fine.
It is going to be fine.
Yeah. It could be years before I even really anyone can see anything.
Yeah.
That's the good
but
thing.
But I like, you know, it's like that thing that you and I talked about where I'm like, sometimes you got to look under the bed. If you're afraid of the monster, you got to look under the bed. Follow the fear through to its conclusion. What's the scariest thing? Mm-hmm. Okay, what would
my
we do?
My future hands.
I don't know. Solve it. We'd be fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
By that point, there might be like other hands you can put on your hands that have been made.
New hands.
New hands.
Worst case scenario, new hands, bedazzled wheelchair.
Why in God's name did you get Edward Scissorhands hands surgically put on for your new hands? Like, I don't know. I just thought I wanted to mix it up. You're like, this isn't any better.
Scratches all over your face.
Have you ever seen, I'm shouting at my own sketch. I did a sketch years ago where I lost an arm and I had a fake penis as my arm, dick arm. And
I
then
have not seen this and this is so funny.
It's a funny sketch, but it's so old. It looks so bad. And then my friend came back years later. I finally got the surgery. If you want to come see, she's like, oh my God, you got rid of it. I'm like, mm-hmm. And she comes and I just got a bigger dick put on it.
I was going to say, is it a bigger dick?
Yeah.
Of course it's a bigger dick.
Yeah, of course.
I
we got
that.
The Latin King. It's a very funny
sketch. She doesn't
know
how to write a fucking
God.
Joke. Of course
I want to make sketches. I want to make more sketches. Let's
yeah, we have the one of you coming out of the little.
My little closet.
Yeah, she's a little closet. We want her to come out of it. She's a roommate.
Why have we not done sketches with you as a baby? I had no idea you were so easy to hold.
Let's do it.
Well, this is real. It's
baby lady.
Adult diapers and start to do baby lady.
And then I'll meet somebody.
Oh, people
who will be
like
real
into
me.
Oh, people like diaper shit for sure. There's definitely some weird baby stuff.
We could today find you someone who wants to put you in a diaper and fuck you.
For money?
Have you seen those weird, there's a weird one where it's like a baby fantasy where you come over and you get changed and stuff. And you're like, my mama, my baby. And they're in a crib. It's sick. It's adults. I don't know where I saw it on. It's like a weird sickness.
I feel like
it's really bad.
Steven, what is his last name? Chelsea Skidmore's husband.
Oh, Randolph.
He has a story that he's told on stage about
really?
Like showing up to someone who was into that. Like,
oh, God.
Yeah. He's got some dark
stories. I
want to
hear
that's
it. What
wild.
Happened? Did he sexually entertain it?
I don't know. I think he did put on like a diaper. I don't know. He's got
God.
Some funny ass stories. From
ew.
But it's
like
just
that.
Yeah, I'm like, ew. Unless it's for money, I guess I could be a baby for money. I won't fuck you, but I'll be a baby for money.
I don't think I've ever had anything. No, I had a guy that would make me tell
Sorry,
him stories.
I'm still on the last thing you said. I'm not making this horrified. He said, I'll be a baby for money. And I was like,
no, that's not. Do the feet thing before the money.
I will do the
thing.
Feet thing. Who wants a little
sample?
Yeah, I don't
feel like
you've
taken the feet through to its
Oh, that's a tease. That's 10
cents.
That's
a cute little foot.
That's 10 cents.
That's a cute little foot. Get it out of our frame now. Let's not
do that. Yeah, we're not doing that.
We don't need to do that.
Yeah, it'll cost you. That's going on Patreon only.
Mm-hmm. Patreon only. Do we have Patreon? No,
we
don't.
It's just my feet.
We should have
I started a Patreon behind your back.
And it's just feet clips.
Yeah.
You know
what?
Feet clips and baby sketches. And other sketches.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I like that.
actually have a Patreon.
Yeah.
JMS with like her feet and in a diaper and we take a cut. We're like her gross pimps.
Yeah. Hey, I'll do it. I'll take the photos.
That's it's, you gotta.
Oh yeah, I'll contribute in some way, and then I won't feel bad about taking.
Yeah.
Let me step on.
You can style them. You can like style. Put like
paint
things around them.
Paint my toes. Yeah,
I'll paint your little toes.
No, we put them in fun little areas, like the Ann Getty's, you know, the baby photos, where it's like in the cabbage. We can do that with your feet.
Funny, we That's should so absolutely do an Ann Getty's photo shoot
with your
Candace
feet.
Candace Thompson already did one.
Oh, she
with feet.
Yeah. God damn
not
it.
With just feet. No, with feet it's fine. Oh. She did a full. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Is it her?
Like
as a baby?
I wish that like.
Like, I would love to have done one.
I would love to be like, can we do it as a
an
series?
Ann Getty's photo shoot.
But like, yeah, where we're just in child's pose naked.
I'm so pissed someone else thought of that first.
I think it's so funny with the feet.
The feet, yeah, little baby feet.
Just your feet around weird things.
People like it. Should we make a Patreon? Do you guys want feet stuff? Do you want sketches?
Regardless of.
Do you want just the full video episodes
response,
up there?
I think it's.
Yeah. Oh.
That's an easy thing to release, maybe.
That we can do.
Tony blows his head off behind the glass. He's like, it is absolutely not an easy thing to release. Go fuck yourself. Well, now that we figured out my future savings plan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're fine.
Okay, so you're happy in a relationship. We're going to go.
I've written
strangers.
Men off. I'm done. I told you I've deleted the apps. We're done right now. We mustn't. We cannot.
All right, we're doing self-care summer.
Self-care summer. I still want to get fucked, though. I still want to get laid.
And then we're getting
I
fucked
I still
want to
do the fun stuff fucked you fall. Guys do, just minus the part where you have sex with people who aren't my boyfriend.
Yeah, come out. You can come out with us and watch us desperately try to hit on men in public.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
Come.
Yeah.
When's our next trip?
She just pops in. She's like, hey, guys, just got to say, we've been talking about you guys fucking for about 30 minutes now. She does the same thing. We got to do an outing. Let's go somewhere. Let's have a girls' night.
We got a girls' night. We should do a fancy. There's like apparently a really good singles bar in Santa Monica.
Let's go to new places. Let's be like, I haven't tried this place.
Oh my God, I live in Culver City. You guys are never in my part of town. I would love to go to
Santa
Monica.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go. We're going out there. And we are going to challenge you guys to also put yourselves out there. Where
we
are.
We're doing...
If you're hot and tall.
Yeah.
You don't have to be that tall.
Yeah. No, we want tall. Okay. I want tall. You can take...
People get mad at me if I say I want tall.
Just say it, but I don't give a crap.
I go tall. At least 5'6". You know,
how long have we done now? I feel like this episode.
People do
is nine
get
hours.
Mad at short women wanting tall men.
Yeah, because it's a numbers
Dave's
game.
Sister is tall, and he said that she gets pissed off about that.
Oh yeah, I dated a 6'4" guy once, and I would get the looks I would get.
Yeah,
where I was like, this must be what people in interracial couples. I'm just kidding. Can you imagine?
Thank you so much for saying you're kidding.
Yeah, I was like,
I was. I'm sorry if I already told you this story on the podcast. I dated an Indian guy in college, and one time we were walking past a couple, and it was an Indian woman with a white man, and he watched her walk by, and he said out loud, "What is she doing with that guy?" And I was like, "I am that guy. What do you mean? What do you mean? What is she doing with that guy? You're with a white person."
Oh,
and he's like,
my God.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. And I was like,
what?
Huh. Great. Good.
That is so crazy that I think a person who didn't know you might not believe it.
Yeah, no, it was the most
like,
insane
that
thing.
Is
That's wild.
Unbelievable.
We dated for 9 months and he didn't say I love you. And I was like, well, I'm out.
That's too long.
That's a long time.
Wait, what? No, when did you say you loved him? Did you say it before that?
Yeah. I don't know when. A few months in, probably.
Yeah, a normal amount of time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Never said it.
No. And I was like, I'm not ready. And I was like, well,
bye.
Well, then
I'm not waiting.
Yeah, see ya.
Sucker. He's a doctor. He's married. He's fine. Yeah. he's not a doctor. He's a pharmacist.
He might be a doctor and married, but he might still be emotionally unavailable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Can't.
He might be married to a woman who is getting breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to tell you, sex also was bad. So,
well,
you
know, that's
yeah,
number
no
one.
Shit, the sex was bad. He couldn't tell you.
You think
loved
he said
after 9 fucking months?
I love you on the first date to that
bed.
Woman. He's yeah, like, yeah, I love yeah. you. Is that enough? Please don't go.
Please don't go. Oh no, toads.
Yeah, that's the guy that I used to.
Whatever you break up with, though, the guy is bringing that into the next relationship.
That's important to remember.
It's always this negative fantasy that people have when they break up with someone.
He's
what if it's
a king.
Good with her? What if he loved her? I bet he told her he loved her. Like, no, she just put up with the same shit that you did not put up with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. I think about that, too. Where I'll be like,
I hope he improved. I hope he went to therapy. I hope he's available to give and receive love. I fucking highly doubt
it. Yeah, but even if all that's true, like, he's still fucking the same. Yeah. You don't get better at fucking. Unless you make a concerted effort.
One
to learn.
Time I was dating a guy and he, incidentally, also an Indian guy, and he told me that he's bad at sex and I believed him and never had sex with him.
Oh,
that's
wow.
So funny. Then I will not be having sex with you. Wow,
how
good for
bad
you.
Must a man be at sex?
Is to admit
to say
that he's bad?
That he's bad at sex?
Do you think
like,
his move was like,
no
I say
more.
I'm bad
and then they're blown away.
Yeah, and then he's like,
no, I think his move was to say that he was bad and then to be bad.
Yeah, because it's like, it wouldn't be like, I'm a terrible driver. Let me drive.
No,
he was bad at kissing. Why would he be fucking good at sex?
Oh, yeah. It's people, you got to be able
to. It's also not that hard to be good at sex.
You have to.
It really isn't.
I don't know. The things that turn me on are like connection, feeling safe, a little bit of eye contact, some laughter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot more than some people can give.
Yeah.
Depends on the moment for me, what I'm looking for.
I don't know. Sex is not just like a physical equation for
me. It is for me sometimes.
Sometimes it is.
There's a type of sex that's like that, that like it's a deeper connection, and I totally resonate with what you're saying.
Yeah.
And there's some people that I'm like, the worst thing you could possibly do right now is look me in the eye.
Oh, yeah. No, sometimes I want to be just
fuck me like a dirty whore.
Like that, a dirty rag, a dirty,
like
dusty rag.
In a bathroom at a disgusting bar.
Yeah, I've done that before.
I'm unavailable for that.
Oh, and I'm just like, I don't know what that is in my psyche.
I think it's fine. I don't.
I think that's testosterone.
In the past, I have wished that did anything for me. Because that's the thing is, even when I'm in between relationships, like I can't just have sex. I just can't do it.
Yeah. I wish I think now I'm so detached from sex that I just like, if I do have an emotional connection with somebody, I'm like, oh, this is
it
freaks me out. I had one.
I think that's how I'm gonna be
January,
for a while.
You know, freaked me out.
Afraid of it.
Oh yeah, freaked me out. I was like, I've never had a connection like this with a guy in like years. Like it was like so sensual, and I was like, okay, well, bye. And he's like, oh, do you not want to get brunch? I'm like, no, you have to leave now. And he was like,
he was trying to date
you.
Oh yeah. then he ghosted me, and then I called him out, and guess what?
He ghosted you because he was like, she's obviously not that into me.
No, he was a lot. It's fine.
Because you didn't want to go to brunch. It's like, she doesn't want to be seen.
But it's like, I was like so weird that I was like, I'm so not used to like a man like.
You ran. It's like.
I was like, I can't do this. And he's like, I really want to take you brunch. I'm like, I can't look at you right now.
Yeah, because you're like,
you must leave.
If I go to brunch and then you ghost me, it's like, then it's more emotional.
It's too much. That's a problem. Like, so I just have like, I have my fucking, my toad is going crazy right now. My hands are so itchy. I gotta sit on my hands.
Oh no, you need calamine lotion.
No, nothing works. I think I push him away now. I'm like, I can't even allow a man in. I'm like, no. When a guy stepped over like a month ago, I'm like, you're sleeping over? He's like, should I go? I'm like, I mean, I guess you can sleep over. And I was like, annoyed. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm like, a man wants to sleep over with me, and I'm wildly pissed off at him.
Yeah, no, it's
no,
like
I get
being avoidant.
I get that though, because you like to fart in bed and you have your moment. Yeah, when I've been single for a long time, like you get to it's
you're
very hard to let someone break into my space. I totally get that.
Yeah, I sleep in the mid, like,
because you expect, you're used to like after the date being able to let your hair down and relax be yourself and not have someone else in your space. A sleepover is a thing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. It's like you have to change around your routine because now there's a person.
And I'm
even
like,
now, sometimes, like last week or something, or maybe even this week, Dave was like, I'm in Culver City. I'm like at a show with my, like, should I stop by? And I kind of was like, not really tonight. Like, I just didn't want to have to put forth. I was tired. I didn't want to have to put forth the extra effort.
Yeah. Because you do feel like
okay.
You have to be, even when you're in a long-term relationship, there is that little part of like, you got to be a little on or feel like, keep the whatever allure alive. So you're like, I just want to like, do a puzzle and fart on my couch. It's also like, I'll know.
That's exactly what I wanted.
I know.
That's exactly
you love your puzzle.
What I wanted to do. I wanted to kiss my cat so much. Dave doesn't, I don't want to say he doesn't let me puzzle when he's over, but he doesn't like to be ignored for me to.
For you to be like, no. I'm one corner away. And he's like,
I can't puzzle. Puzzling's a by myself activity.
Solo activity.
Yeah, it seems like it's
puzzle. He fell asleep early the other night, and finished my puzzle.
Really
this
got
is
excited.
Like, where a disgusting man would be like, she passed out and I went and jerked off to something. Like, you're like, it's puzzled.
Got a question about puzzling.
And it was me time.
A question about puzzling. You do the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have it all done.
Yeah.
How long do you leave it there to take it
I take a picture of it. Now I take a picture of it. I didn't used to. I take a picture of it. I put it on my puzzles highlights on my Instagram. I put it in my story. And then I undo all of the pieces, which
individually?
I also enjoy.
Really?
It's a sensory thing for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
I cannot believe I do not have an autism diagnosis at this point in my life. Like, it pisses me off.
Have you just gone to a doctor? Have you asked?
I went to a therapist and she said that she wasn't the kind of person who could diagnose me with that. But I haven't asked a psychiatrist because I'm like good on my pills and stuff.
Well, if you want to talk to Trish.
But anyway, the sensory, like the pleasure of undoing the pieces, I also very much enjoy. So I undo, and these are 1,000-piece puzzles. and I undo all of the pieces.
Put them back, put away, that's it. No, where's this puddle now? You keep the puzzles, you give it to somebody else. What happens to the puzzles?
Do you pass on the puzzles?
An enormous puzzle collection.
Have you redone puzzles?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
I have redone puzzles.
Do you time them?
No.
You know what? Okay. There's probably other people.
Should we shut that door?
There's probably other people that do this, and there should be like a puzzle. You know those things? You've seen those things in neighborhoods where it's like little, like, take a book?
Yes, yes, yes.
You should have that for puzzles.
I think it's too.
There should be a puzzle.
Dirty,
community.
Though. It's fingers. There's a lot of touching.
I think often about what to That's do with great. My puzzles because they also have missing pieces. Some of them have missing pieces. Okay. So I wouldn't want to resell them, but
I'm such a hoarder when I do a puzzle. I'm like, do I frame this?
I've never owned a puzzle in my life. I've never once been like.
I don't want to get rid of them. I like them. I do redo them sometimes, and I like love having them. But okay. I don't know.
That's good.
Can't you collect them?
Yeah.
Like people collect a shitload of books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like I should be able to keep my puzzles. I collect my concert tickets. Dave is constantly trying to get me to resell my puzzles or donate them or.
I think that he thinks that it's wasteful.
And I'm like, dude, this is like my, like,
your happy
this
thing.
Is
yeah.
my hobby.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah.
It's also like, not like you're hoarding puzzles and have aisles in your house, like a hoarder. Because it's so many puzzles.
I try to remind myself sometimes, you know, when I was really wasteful is when I was smoking a pack of cigarettes a day and drinking fucking a shit ton of alcohol. Yeah. Do you know, like, how many bottles that was? That's a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a lot of consumption. Well, I drink these now.
If you're gonna like reuse them or like whatever, I don't think there's anything weird about puzzles.
Thank you for supporting me on this.
Yeah, there's also gonna be like, I've never seen someone lean that far back to get the last sip out of a drink.
I wanted the last sip.
That was
acrobatics.
And then you do it.
I don't move my neck at all.
And then I do it too. I'm like,
I want to say.
I'm just curious about the puzzle community because Deb DiGiovanni, another good friend of mine, also big puzzler. And I just.
Deb DiGiovanni is a friend of mine also, but she didn't respond to my last text to her.
I hope that she's listening today. I forgot to ask her. So I did talk to her. I will call her my way.
No, that's fine. If she wanted to talk to me, she would know where to find
you
me.
You guys could co-puzzle. Quietly on Zoom next to each other.
No, I don't.
Puzzling is a solo thing. Okay.
You never like to share. Because you have a system and it's annoying.
I will allow my family to work on a puzzle with me. Mm-hmm. I fucking hate it. Shit, my sister listened to this. I like doing puzzles with my family.
Look, she loves you enough to do something she hates. So that's nice.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's nice. That's love. I actually hate this, but for you, anybody touches my puzzle pieces.
So somebody came into your house. Say I came over and
but
I went over and fiddled
Dave,
around.
If he tries. I let him try, but he's like so bad at it.
If I came into your house and just put one puzzle piece in, would you notice? Would you come in and be like, who put this puzzle piece here?
It depends on how far I was in the puzzle.
Okay.
I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't be like, I put the puzzle together.
And you'd like, take it away and
hide
it.
But if you were like, if you were like checking on my cats that week or something.
And I did like half the puzzle.
And you came in and did like half the puzzle. I would.
I think I might've done that once.
No, you didn't.
Be sick.
Really? Oh my God.
No, I wouldn't be sick, but I would try to undo it.
Back to where it was.
Back to where it was.
Mess all the pieces up.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That's so fun.
I would
good for
sure
you. Have a dedicated hobby.
That's a good hobby. Do I have a hobby?
I don't have a solo hobby. I thought I was going to try to paint this week. I'm going to paint something. I'm not a painter, but
yeah,
I'll try.
Yeah, do that.
It's not a solo thing. I want to do a board game.
Do you want a puzzle?
I would take a puzzle.
I'll give you a puzzle.
I'll go to painter class
if
you want to.
I'll think of one that I know has all the pieces.
I'll do a paint thing.
Yeah.
I almost went to college for visual art.
You did?
I was a bit of an artiste in high school.
Okay, well then I don't want to paint with you.
No, weird. It was art abstraction, it was weird.
I took an oil painting class in college and I was mortified by how much better everybody was than I was. If you looked around the room, you would laugh so hard. Everyone else's paintings were like awesome and so good. And then you get to mine and I looked like I was a fucking eighth grader. It's hard.
And there's little techniques.
I know it's hard, but why isn't it hard for other people too?
Well, because they've probably been doing it a while. They learn techniques. Have you ever tried to follow along?
They were in the same fucking grade as me. We were in the same goddamn class.
But they've probably been painting forever. That wasn't a new class. They already like to do it. Have you ever tried to?
Yeah.
You know Bob Ross?
Yeah.
You ever try to follow along to those?
Oh, impossible.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
Speed painting. Well, no. Oh. Absolutely. I mean, I don't.
I wish I could show you a picture that I did trying to follow.
Oh, I did a 6-episode Twitch series called Slob Ross, where I'd bring on an artist.
That's so funny.
I would interview them while we were drinking a drink. And there's one, I literally think I might have gotten oil paint in my drink. I was so fucked up. I was beyond fucked up. I think I said something that's probably, I don't even know what it was, but I'm like, that's the worst thing that could ever be said. I have no, just something like mean or whatever. Not racist, or but just like,
yeah, mean,
horrific,
yeah.
Like, yeah. About probably someone I know or whatever, yeah. But like just shit faced. But we would try to paint along while we interviewed.
Oh,
and it's
that's
like
fun.
He's a speed painter,
yeah.
It's fucking, you're like
blacking out and oil painting do not mix.
No,
if you
no, no,
don't
no, no,
wash
no.
your hands off very thoroughly immediately after you stop oil painting, I've left the paint on my hands, and then when I washed it off, my hands were silver because I left it on for too long.
Oh, yeah.
It's toxic. That's fucking terrible.
That's why, like, there's painters who went crazy and stuff. You know, we stopped. Well,
no.
We stopped for...
I will say, I think my sister can relate to you. I made this thing, and she took the same art class as me in high school, and I made this like really cool like eagle, and she chiseled it out of this weird material, and my dad kept it. And then she made...
Oh, no.
She said it was a seal head, but she clearly just took the blob, put it on a thing, jabbed two eyes in it, and then my dad kept it for years. And I one day I was like, what is this? He's like, your sister was so bad at art, but we just had... And she asked, like, I can hear you. Like this, and my dad
like
still has... It's so comical. I'm going to go home and find it, and I'll find a photo of it. It's embarrassing. Like, she was old enough that... It's a seal head. Two eyes, nothing. It was just like a blob. It's a blob.
I just had this happen where my mom was, like, getting ready to move, and I went out to Utah to, like, help her pack stuff. And I picked up this little, like, clay-colored, like, red clay-colored statue. And I went, oh. And she goes, yeah, it's just some fucking stupid cat or something your brother made years ago, but I didn't want to get rid of it. And I was like, it's a dog, and I made it.
That's hilarious.
It's a dog. It's very clearly a dog. And mine, she's like, okay.
And she kept it.
It's so ugly.
Guys, we are over an hour. Should we wrap it up?
We gotta wrap it up.
Thank
wrap
you
it up.
So
really
much
quick
for listening.
You're doing a puzzle. What are you doing? Let's paint. Let's puzzle.
Let's paint. I don't want a puzzle. I'll paint.
I have an easel. Come over. I got
you
paint.
An easel.
I have paints, I have canvas,
paint.
And absolutely no skill. If you want to join for painting, we can paint.
Thanks. That's too much of a drive for a thing I'm bad at.
Yeah.
I'm going to paint a puzzle.
Yeah.
Not one of my puzzles. I guess you can have it. Yeah. I care about you and
the painting will look like
a
puzzle.
But man, my Amy Stewart's, I have
You know the artist of the puzzles.
Oh,
oh wow.
Yeah. You're deep.
Amy
Stewart, is she like the Danielle Steele of puzzles?
Yeah.
That's a weird reference.
No, that's good. That's a very good reference.
Not
Georgia
sexual
O'Keefe
puzzles.
For puzzles.
No,
you
she just,
do
every
puzzles.
Piece
that
is different and they're really intricate and pretty and they put me in a good place.
Mm.
Wow.
Maybe I'll get into porn puzzles. That I would
That'd
do.
Be great. I'm going to start taking people's Bumble profiles and making them puzzles. Like a psychopath.
That's insane. Okay, that's crazy. Let's wrap it up. Thank you for tuning in. Slobs Pod. Follow all of us on Instagram.
Go leave a rating and a review on iTunes. If you listen somewhere else, do it somewhere else. But go there. We see the numbers, and there's the ratio of people listening versus the ratio of you have reviewed. We know you're there. We know you like it because you're still listening.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
Tell people. Come be a slob with us.
Bye. Follow the podcast at Slobs Pod. Follow me at Lara Bites.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comics.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.